Now, sitting in our studio, we're very excited to have Lungi Ngidi standing by. He is here to have a chat to us about all things cricket, about injury, about the Mzansi Super League, about the Proteas and the summer series coming up in a couple of weeks' time as well. So, Lungi, thank you for joining us tonight, buddy. Nice to have you in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Now, let's maybe start with you and this injury. I remember a couple of weeks ago we were tweeting that Lungi has picked up this injury. He'll be out for the next 12 weeks. And I'll be truthful and say to you that our timeline was devastated. People replying to say, no, but what's going on? And guys were frustrated and disappointed for you. I'm sure no one was more disappointed than you were, of course. Take us through the rehab. How's it coming along? Obviously working with Craig Governor from the Proteas.
Yeah, a very unfortunate event. You know, it also came at a weird time. We had just finished, you know, the series in Australia. We're finishing on a high. So, yeah, very unfortunate for the timing. But, yeah, I'm working with Craig Govender now. Everything seems to be coming along well. So, yeah, I'm on the right track. And, yeah, I just can't wait to get back.
Shout out to Gubby for doing his job and bringing Lungi back into the mix. How do you take to injuries? I know some players deal with it quite well. Some players really struggle with it. You seem to be the kind of guy that wants to just, you know, remain very low key and just do yourself your own business on the side.
Yeah, I try to get away from cricket because, you know, it is very frustrating. You know, I'm always watching the guys, but you just won't see me. But yeah, I try to get away. Yeah, just to clear my mind, because I know that if I'm always around the game, then I'm just going to get even more frustrated. So
then time feels slower by being around cricket more while you're injured. You just want to kind of get away and let it happen, let the 12 weeks fly by.
Yeah, no, I'm ticking off those days. Trust me, I got my calendar there, and every day that goes past, I know that.
What is your return date on that calendar? What have you circled in a big red pen on that calendar?
Well, there's a momentum game against, I think it's the Lions, in January or end of January, beginning of Feb. So that's my game. I'm going to be there, looking to get back there, and then hopefully, you know, put my name in the hat for selection for the national side again.
All right, Highveld Lions, look out. Lungi has now put you down as his return fixture. There's plenty of cricket that's obviously taking place between now and then, with us being in the heat of summer, and of course with the Mzansi Super League doing so incredibly well, you being alongside the Tshwane Spartans as well. I have no doubt that whilst there's frustration from you having, you know, missed out of cricket now because of the injury, there's probably disappointment from them as well for them to lose such a talent too. Have you been in close contact with the Tshwane Spartans? Have you been keeping them up to speed and up to date with how you're coming along?
Yeah, well, I've been chatting to a few of the guys. You know, Lutos Pamela is one guy that I've been speaking to quite a bit. But yeah, no, I'm trying to, you know, let the guys do their thing. I feel it could be very frustrating for them if I'm always in their ears. And just for me as well, you know, the team, they always give 100%, and, you know, some days it just didn't go our way. So, you know, I'm watching the guys, but I'm just trying to stay away from them as well, just let them have their space. Mm-hmm. But I'm just backing them all the way as well.
I think the frustrating thing about T20 cricket is that it can just, in the quite literally at the, you know, the flick of a ball, change direction so quickly. You can play 18 overs at great cricket and perhaps go for 18 and over for the last two, concede another 40 runs, and then that may throw the game. Equally, a league campaign like this that comes across as so incredibly short really sees teams, you know, drop and fall up and down a table. At the moment now, Tshwane Spartans have won 4 out of the 8 games played. But being 5 points behind Nelson Mandela Bay Giants, if and when you are to beat the Jersey Stars midweek, that one victory can then make it a two-point game all of a sudden. Yeah. So, do people perhaps overread tables and say, oh, well, at the moment, you know, they're second from the bottom. One victory will shoot you straight back up into contention for a playoff spot.
Yeah, people seem to overlook that. You know, they're always looking at numbers. And like people say, numbers don't lie. But like you were saying, one game could literally put us back into contention to actually win that tournament. So, you know, you can never write off a team until, you know, the playoffs are actually done and you're actually in the final or whoever's playing the final. So yeah, you know, a win against Jersey Stars for us will put us right back in the game. So, you know, I don't think the guys must overthink it. And also, you know, people must just keep watching out, because the Tshwane Spartans are a team that can upset on their day.
So. You say that with a big smile on your face, almost a word of warning to the rest of the sides that Tshwane Spartans have the firepower to turn things around. if we take a look at how the MSL has shaped up in the early few weeks now, we know that there was the failure of the Global League T20, which has now been converted into the Mzansi Super League. I feel that the viewership stats, not the in-stadium stats, the viewership stats that I've been hearing about have been incredibly high. So fans have been hungry for the cricket, have been willing to come out and watch the cricket. We need to get more fans through the turnstile. But it's been very well received. Obviously, Sportsman's Warehouse have jumped on board as well with all the sponsorships of the jerseys. So if Corporate South Africa is keen and they're jumping on board and providing wonderful kit, does that show that for now at least the Mzansi Super League has been seen as a massive success from the various parties involved?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's only the beginning right now. You know, Sportsman's Warehouse, such a massive brand as well, to get involved. For me, that was quite amazing. On their to them as well, we say thank you. But just to see that, you know, cricket is back on SABC, that's where I started watching it.
Of course.
You know, when it had disappeared for a while, I was very upset. You know, not everyone can, you know, afford the luxury of DSTV and things like that. So to bring it back to South Africans, for me, has been amazing. I'm very happy about it. And, you know, the viewership stats, they speak for themselves. So I'm just happy that, you know, that SABC decided to jump on board and get involved.
Absolutely. Free to air is so vitally important for the masses in South Africa, whether it be, you know, the Premier League is now available on SABC, to have the Proteas, to have Bafana matches. You can pick the sporting code to have it then on free to air for millions of South Africans to watch is vitally important. And now you can go on and do so with the Mzansi Super League as we now head into the back end of the competition. It's come around really quickly because, I mean, I think it wraps on the 16th, which is next weekend, the final taking place already. I know the injury has certainly obviously played a big role for you, but has the competition felt to you as if it's gone by very quickly?
It has. It's been a breeze. You know, just a few days ago, we'd actually just gotten back from Australia and we were ready to play the tournament, and now we're looking at the final week.
1 week away.
Yeah. So it's been very quick, but it's also been exciting cricket. So, you know, a lot of guys actually have put up their hands and have really impressed. So it has gone by quickly, but it's been some very good cricket. Yeah.
Heartbreak to miss out on the Mzansi Super League. To know Pakistan are coming to town now in a couple of days' time as well for the traditional end of year tour too. I imagine that must add to the frustration for you, knowing that there was, you know, Test cricket on the cards. You've been in wonderful form. You've started to win over to the South African public. They view and see you as part of the new generation of South African cricketer to take the Proteas, you know, into a new era now alongside Kagiso Rabada and many others, Andile Phehlukwayo, these young outstanding stars. One thing to miss out on the Mzansi Super League, to potentially miss out on Test cricket as well, that's got to be breaking your heart, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I'd been working very hard in the gym. You know, I've been working with the trainers, just trying to improve my game. And coming now from Australia, you know, I was on a high. You know, we had played outstanding cricket, you know, against a tough team in their home country.
Mm, played very well there as well. Yeah.
So I was looking forward, you know, to getting back to South Africa. And I'm very grateful for the way, you know, the South African fans have accepted me and you know, basically supported me throughout this whole journey. It's unfortunate now that the injury came, but, you know, I'm going to come back a better cricketer. I believe that 100%. So, yeah, it's just a matter of time of ticking off these 12 weeks and then I'll be back in the game.
You've made it very easy for the South African fans to take to. You say that as if it's been a hard sell for them to, you know, to get behind you. You've certainly made life very simple and easy for South African fans to do so. To go back to the era thing, is that something that you think of? I mean, do you take a look at the collective age of a very large group of players? I know that there's obviously the senior older guys in Hash and Faf, etc. But, you know, Quinny has got all the experience in the world, but still relatively a young man as well. Do you take a look at, you know, the young guys that are around? I mentioned Andile yourself, obviously Kagiso as well. Do you guys ever sit back and think, like, you know, as long as we stay fit and we play well and you know, we stick to our structures and play a very good game, that we are going to be the, you know, the faces of international cricket for the Proteas for hopefully the next decade or so?
Yeah, you know, well, there's been a few conversations. You know, I've spoken to Rabada about it. You know, guys see us as a partnership, and, you know, even our coach Otis Gibson has said, you know, great bowlers, they've always worked in pairs. So we know that we have big shoes to fill, you know, the likes of Dale Steyn, Vernon Philander. We're following in their footsteps. The young guys now got some very good heads on their shoulders. And, you know, they are always looking to impress. We're always looking to improve. And, you know, we do realize that we also have a responsibility. There's guys that are going to move on and someone needs to fill that position. We need to make sure that South African cricket is still, you know, on a high and, you know, just keep climbing up those rankings that we have. So, yeah, you know, the guys do realize that we got a big responsibility, but we're willing to accept that and, you know, we're going to fill those shoes.
And does it excite you more having a big, fast bowler as a coach of a national team? Does that, do you feel like you are more aligned to Otis Gibson, to take nothing away from if and when, you know, an opening batsman in the future would have become the Proteas coach? For you now to play under a man like Otis, that obviously certainly knows how to swing a bat too, but the fact that that's kind of where the mindset is, do you find that helps you align more with whatever his game plans are?
Yeah, he's been great, and I'm very happy that, you know, our coach is a fast bowler, so he understands me a lot better, if I can say that. I can say we've got a very good relationship, and you know, the first day he arrived, I was still a bit off form and still a bit chubby, you know, that first test that I played. But after that, you know, he came to me and he told me he's going to turn me into a machine, and so far so good. So I'm happy with the road that we're going down, and yeah, just very happy to have a fast bowler as our coach as well. You know, he understands us very well.
So you think you were chubby when you made your debut?
Honestly, I do. No, I was a bit overweight now.
Oh, like that. Listen, it's self-admittance. I enjoy that. If we ignore the injury and take a look at the wonderful cricket that was being played in Australia, how much of that Lungi and Ngidi can improve to what point? I mean, where were you then, maybe percentile to where you want to get to 100%? I mean, how much more have you got to give? How much more can South African fans expect from you when you are no longer chubby and in form and playing well?
No, you know, I believe that I've honestly got a lot to give. I still believe that, you know, there's a lot more in my tank that I can give. And, you know, I honestly believe that I can still impress. In Australia, we did play very good cricket. But me personally, to be honest, I wasn't at 100%. Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, the cricket that I played there, even though we won, and, you know, you never want to show your opponents that you're not on top of your game. But I know personally that I wasn't on top of my game, so I know that there's a lot more to come. And yeah, trust me, as soon as I get back from this injury, I'm going to be able to show that.
World Cup 2019, just around the corner. Again, I have to repeat that you're still a very young man, so any player at any age would be, you know, a dream come true to represent your country in a World Cup, to be able to hopefully be knocking on the door when you come back. You know, it'll be, what is it, probably late Jan, maybe, somewhere around there, to come back. It'll still leave you a lovely spell to make sure you return to fitness, return to form. You're knocking on that World Cup door. Are you saying, coach, I'm here, I'm ready?
Definitely, definitely. You know, that's been one of the targets that I've definitely got in my view. You know, to be part of a World Cup for me would be a dream come true. But, you know, it's a lot bigger than myself. I'm just thinking, you know, if South Africa could actually win a World Cup, what that would do for our country. You know, all the youngsters that, you know, want to get involved in cricket, something like that could really change, you know, the future for our country. So that's more the goal that I'm looking at. But, you know, obviously definitely want to be part of the team. And I'm actually grateful that I'm coming back in January. It does give me a nice period of time to actually get back into form and, you know, to get back to where I was and maybe even better.
There was the Alan Donald, Gary Kirsten, Hansie Cronje, Jonty Rhodes era in 1996 that lost to the West Indies. 1999 was seen as the dream team that failed in sadly spectacular fashion. 2003, the rain against Sri Lanka in the Duckworth-Lewis plus one that taught us that lesson in heartbreak style. The Caribbean back in 2007, 2011, a wonderful semi-final in 2015 that again broke South African hearts. Speaking about that new young generation that you were part of, does that generation have the ability to erase the heartbreak of the past and deliver a World Cup in 2019?
Definitely. You know, the guys that we're playing with now are fearless cricketers. And for me, I believe that's a massive thing. If you're going to go into, you know, let's say a World Cup, harboring the past and thinking about what has happened, I don't think you got a really good chance of actually going forward and, you know, winning the thing. So a lot of the guys, you know, they've seen everything that has happened in the past, but they know that their ability is there to, you know, actually win a World Cup. So, you know, the guys aren't thinking about what has been. We're thinking about what could be, you know. And yeah, to have a lot of youngsters in the team now, you know, the guys have won under 19 World Cups. So, you know, they're not used to losing. So, you know, something like that, for them, it doesn't really bother them. All we know is that, you know, there's a bigger goal in mind, and that is to win a World Cup, and that's the only thing that we can believe, and that's the only thing we see. Really.
I can't believe I left off the 1992 22 off one ball. Like, I should have, understandably, I should have started there, and just it reminds me of how we seem to have these fantastic ways of losing cricket matches when it comes to World Cups. So for the older cricket fans, what about 1992? Yeah, I remember 1992. 22 off one, we all remember 1992. Yeah. You mentioned a good point about winning mentality, because people often say that, you know, winning is a habit and losing is a habit as well. When it comes to these young players, the you know, the bowling trio that we spoke about in Andile, KG and yourself, the Aiden Markrams, etc., you young guys do have a wonderful winning mentality. You have a history of winning, and that does become a habit. And I love the idea of you saying that, you know, we're not used to losing very much. So you come into the World Cup with arguably a very clean slate, a very fresh slate, whereas maybe some of the former players, the older players, have come in with, you know, I hate the word baggage. It's unfair because it's out of their control, but some baggage from the past, whereas you guys come in and say, well, listen, we haven't experienced that before. I'm here to make history as opposed to look back as to what's gone on. Does that help us then as South African cricket fans to just clean the slate and say, well, forget all that rubbish, forget all the nonsense, and let's make 2019 a brand new shot at this?
You know, that would be great. I think that would do a lot for all the players in the national team if we could actually, you know, just leave the past in the past. You know, 2019, it's a new year. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the guys, we've played at the Titans. The guys have won trophies. The guys know what it feels like to win. So, you know, that's all they're ever looking for is a win. And going into a World Cup, I think that's very important. You know, the guys, you know, they've sat down and we've also had a chat, you know, deciding that, you know what has been, so let's look forward to this World Cup. And let, you know, the only thing that we're thinking about is winning. You know, there's no doubt about anything that, you know, has happened or what could happen. We honestly believe that we can win, and that's the mentality we need to have.
All I pray for is that come 2019, we do not devise a new incredible scheme of how to now lose a cricket match in any strange way. A man cat, a hitting of a helmet. I mean, I'm just thinking of these horror stories of how we can maybe try and bring an end to all of this. Listen, I want to thank you for coming out tonight. I really do appreciate it. I know that you've been trying to stay low key because of the injury. We wish you all the best. I know that Govey will whoop you back in shape very quickly. A reminder again of the momentum game, hopefully next year already, which you have earmarked as your return match. We look forward to seeing you on the pitch then and getting back to full strength for that World Cup as well. And best of luck to the 20 Spartans for the rest of the campaign. A couple of matches still to go, and a few results go your way, you might well be in that playoff spot still. So thank you, man.
No, thank you very much for having me. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, 2019, but looking forward to it.
For you and all cricket fans around South Africa, Lunga Ngidi joining us live in studio. That feed is currently being put out on the 702 Facebook page. And of course, this will be podcast as well later on tonight.